We're very excited. Dr. Sadeo is arranging a community project called the East Experience, and it's being held in Claremont Gardens. And it's running from the 28th of March through to the 31st. And it's a interactive walkthrough display of the story of Jesus.
This is the first time we've done something like this right in the middle of Surbiton. So taking the story of Jesus, this celebration of Easter, right out into the middle of the town. And we've done lots of other things at other points in the year, been actively involved in Surbiton Festival, and also behind the Turn It On Surbiton, the Christmas lights. So it's not new for us to be doing something in the middle of town, but this is the first time at Easter that we've wanted to celebrate the story of Jesus right in the middle of the town centre.
Well, they will first have a welcome tent and a refreshment tent where they can get coffees and interesting goodies. But then we have a section called Stations of the Cross where the actual displays will happen, where they'll walk through various marquees and experience things and actually have an interactive part during the actual display, so they can partake in what they're busy hearing, seeing, reading. And then on the Saturday, which is really exciting as well, we have got the Easter Family Farm coming along, where kids can pet animals and interact with animals, as well as bouncy castles. And during the week as well for the kids, we've also got an Easter egg hunt for them, which is really exciting for them to go and discover and get their adventurous spirits out.
I think what we'll do with this Easter experience is take people through the stages of the story of Jesus. There'll be times in that story where Jesus is with his friends and he's having fun, and it's a time with family and friends, and we all have that. There are times where he's feeling alone. We might have times when we feel alone. There are times when there's great sadness and pain, and we might all experience that. And so we hope through this story and telling it in an interactive way, it will cause people to think, what do I do in those times? What did Jesus do? What can I learn from that will help me today? I think what we want to do with this Easter experience is bring this story right back into people's focus, but not just that it was a story that happened 2,000 years ago, but what are those elements of the story that's really going to help me today? And one of the things we do as Dr. Sadeo Community Church is get involved in lots of parts of the community, things like the food bank that we run, where we talk to people who might be at times of sadness and feeling need. But there are so many things in this story that will help us think, what did Jesus do in those times? Actually, he experienced everything we might experience, times of great celebration and fun, but also times of deep hurt and pain and loneliness. What can we learn today from that to apply it to us?
Well, it will be great if there's loads of people that can come experience the story. And maybe people have never discovered the story. They don't even know what it is. I think it's just a brilliant way to find out, even historically, but maybe also for yourself. And I think that will be a highlight for people to actually enjoy the moment, being outside, being with your family, experiencing something with your family together, because families can do that. We've got a kids' booklet that the kids are going to work through. And while they do that through the stations, they're busy doing a craft. So they're doing a craft with it. So I think a highlight would be families together, bonding, enjoying each other, and then still celebrating this amazing news.
So at Dr. Sadeo Community Church, we have visitors every week, people who come in. They might come to a church service, or they actually might contact the church through many other things that we do in the community. Things like this, things like at Christmas time when 3,000 people come and think about Christmas. And so we hope very much that this will be a moment where people just take a moment to think about the real story of Easter and what it might teach them about their own lives today. We hope that will be a real fun experience for families together.
I think it's really a critical part of our Christianity, because sometimes we just think going to church is a religious activity and that's where you do your religion. And I think this is just making our relationship with God just real. We're real people doing real things in life, and we're not super spiritual, if I can put it that way. It's just the reality of making Jesus real and really normal than what I can only experience him in a church building, but I can experience him everywhere, anytime, in a garden, at home, which is really amazing.